The National Academy of Sciences released a report yesterday called Under the Weather. It examines how climate change will affect patterns of infectious disease. Unlike some other reports, this one does not foresee a world afflicted by plagues and epidemics, though it doesn't rule them out. The report says simply that reliable predictions about disease are impossible given the current state of scientific understanding. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Donald Burke is in an odd spot. He believes global warming is a danger, believes the world should reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and he's an author on this report.
I feel awkward because our report is not a strong endorsement that global climate change will lead to an inevitable holocaust of infectious diseases. We feel the state of the art just doesn't say that yet.
Burke is an epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins University. It's clear that climate and disease are related, he says. Influenza strikes in the winter, yellow fever in warm weather when mosquitoes can breed. But making detailed predictions is still a primitive art. Take malaria, for instance. One scientist looked at what warmer temperatures would do to mosquito breeding, to their biting habits, and to the ability of the malaria parasite to grow inside mosquitoes. The researcher concluded more people would be exposed to malaria. But another researcher made different assumptions, that humidity, rainfall, and temperature would all shift, and concluded malaria risk wouldn't change much, Burke says.
They're both highly reputable scientists, both very smart people, both trying their best to make predictions into the future, but the assumptions that go into the model and the types of models that are used can lead to somewhat different conclusions.
Burke says these problems can be resolved, but it will take bringing epidemiologists, climatologists, and other experts together. It will mean following outbreaks of malaria and other diseases more carefully and collecting better data.
What we don't want to have happen is to come back 10 years from today and have the same set of questions on the table and have to give the same answers.
The language of the Academy report differs significantly from that of a recent United Nations review. That review by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, concluded that warmer temperatures would probably increase infectious disease epidemics. Jonathan Patz at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health was the lead author for that section and has read the new review.
There is a difference in tone, but while there's a difference in tone, I still think that the key messages are the same. And it's possible that the difference in tone relates more to the nature of the subject. For instance, this new report just deals with infectious diseases, which are much more uncertain, whereas the IPCC dealt with a range of direct issues like heat waves, extreme storms and flooding, things like that.
James McCarthy, an oceanographer at Harvard University and an author on the UN report, has another explanation. The National Academy is in North America and may have a geographic bias. The UN report was written by authors all over the globe. And it's clear, he says, as the subtropics get warmer, mosquitoes will occupy a larger area, exposing more people to disease.
If you ignore or perhaps are unaware of a lot of information from the tropics and subtropics, I'm not terribly surprised that the report reads the way it does.
The press release that accompanies the new report is headlined, "Impact of Climate Change on Human Health Remains Highly Uncertain." McCarthy worries that some people might take that as an excuse for inaction.
All of these matters are and will continue to be uncertain. I think we have to be very, very cautious if we decide that uncertainty is a reason to be comfortable.
Donald Burke, who worked on the Academy report, says the panel did look at global studies and is simply being true to the uncertainties of this kind of science. He points out one more difficulty no one has tackled, which is that other factors often dwarf the effects of climate. In northern Mexico, for instance, there are regular epidemics of dengue fever, but right across the border in the U.S., the disease is rare. The reason has nothing to do with the climate. It's that people in the U.S. tend to have screen doors and air conditioners, which mean fewer mosquitoes in the house. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.